WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Rental registration in College Station was the topic at hand for 2 hours at Thursday night's council meeting, split evenly between public comment and council discussion. The proposed changes included a requirement for property owners to provide lease information to the city upon request. That was the main concern of Councilman James Benham, who proposed an amendment to strip the language.
A judge can issue a warrant that can be requested. Of course, the administrator can simply ask for it, and they can produce the copy of the lease. So since we're already requesting the lease, it's already being delivered, then I don't see a point in towing a questionable line and getting into private party contracts.
Councilman John Nichols says better code enforcement is the reason for the changes.
We're taking some of the teeth out if we don't leave the proposed language in there and you substitute the original language on that. So I guess I'm going to be opposed to the amendment.
The amendment failed, and the changes to the ordinance were approved 6-1. In other action, council unanimously approved providing $1.1 million over 7 years to Kalon Biotherapeutics. The future of Blinn College's expansion in Brazos County may be decided Monday night. That's when Blinn's Board of Trustees holds another special meeting in Brenham. Following a maximum of 30 minutes of public input, the board goes into executive session. On the other side, trustees could decide whether to purchase the Lintec building and property in College Station and issue bonds to finance the purchase. The agenda also includes the possibility of accepting donated land in Bryan north of Rutter High School. Also during the executive session, trustees will evaluate the performance of District President Harold Nolte, who received support and opposition earlier this month. Monday night's meeting starts at 6:30 in Brenham. Two Brazos County District Court juries issued guilty verdicts this week in trials involving men from Navasota. One jury continues the punishment phase today after convicting 29-year-old Brandon Richardson of murder. Richardson shot a Brenham man, Bryce Bennett, outside a bar south of Milliken in October 2011. The other jury convicted 41-year-old Noe Cosinoa of his third DWI. The incident took place in November 2010, where Cosinoa was in the wrong lane when he struck an oncoming vehicle. Cosinoa was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison, and he is being held for U.S. immigration officials. Texas troopers will be out in force over the long 4th of July holiday period looking for suspected drunk drivers and other traffic violators. The Texas Department of Public Safety says patrols will increase starting today and run through July 7th.
Well, the 4th of July is one of them holidays that our department really comes out. We have a lot of troopers, extra troopers. There's grant money from TxDOT allows us to work extra overtime. We do concentrate on the DWIs during the 4th of July weekend.
That's Senior Trooper Jimmy Morgan. He says they'll be keeping an eye out for aggressive driving and seatbelt use. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's rodeo time in the Brazos Valley. News Talk 1620 WTAW, Lithia Dodge, Cavender's Boot City, Producers Cooperative, and Coors are proud to present the 43rd Annual Bryan Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo at the Brazos County Expo Complex at 7:30 p.m. each night, June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Professional rodeo at its best with some of the top PRCA cowboys and cowgirls, along with the Sammy Catalina Rodeo Company. For advanced ticket locations, go to BryanPRCARodeo.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, voted best in the Brazos 12 years in a row. That's Norman G. Tractor. Here we go.
Clouds and some sunshine today. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures near 90. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Overnight lows around 75. Tomorrow, it'll become partly sunny. Highs will reach 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 75. Sunday, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Highs on Sunday between 90 and 95. And more sun is in the forecast for Monday. We're going to be back up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW sports. Coming up, the United States advances despite losing to Germany 1-0 yesterday. FIFA has banned Luis Salazar for a while and fined him a little.
It was a Photoshop.
Is that what it was?
That's what he's saying, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
NBA draft was held last night. Tiger Woods shot over par and may not advance in the next rounds. We'll find out more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here about 6:50.
See, computers can do that. They can make things not real.
Color me shocked that a professional athlete doesn't understand how Photoshop works.
Yeah, well, we're going to do that list of things they don't understand. A Seattle man allegedly called in a bogus bomb threat to Southwest Airlines just to get back at an ex-girlfriend. That's probably a little bit of an overreaction.
I'll show her.
Yeah. Police say the 26-year-old man reported that his ex was planning to blow up the Southwest Airlines flight to Las Vegas that she had just boarded in Seattle. The man hung up on the police after delivering the brief message. Police called him back. See, they can do that. But he hung up on him again. I'll show them. When the man returned the officer's call, only to once again hang up. That's when he asked if he knew the woman that he had mentioned. He said, "You know this lady?" Because nobody really takes bomb threats lightly. Plane was evacuated. Woman questioned. That's when she explained to them she'd recently broken up with this guy who had sent a series of 22 increasingly threatening messages in the days leading up to the bomb threat.
I'm astonished that people don't know that they can track your phone back to you.
Man just was picked up at his grandma's house. He went to grandma's house to make the bomb threat. That's good.
So he's trying to hang it on grandma?
Yeah. He's a Boy Scout all the way through.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Go crazy somewhere else.
It's going to be a good
We're all booked up here.
We have to have him on standby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of information.
Think he'll be on a no-fly list for a little while?
I don't know. Those just got ruled unconstitutional.
Right. That's true, but calling in a bomb threat might put you in another classification. We'll just see.
Well, I got a classification for him, all right.
Put him on the you sit in that prison cell there list.
There, that would be the list.
Yeah.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
It's day 178. We got 187 of them to go. It's the 27th of June. It is Happy Birthday to You Day.
What if it's not?
But this is Happy Birthday of the song, Happy Birthday.
Ah.
Yeah. And it's also Sunglasses Day, so celebrate as you see fit. And in birthdays.
Marilyn Sweetin is 23, Ray's daughter on Everybody Loves Raymond. Drake Bell, 28 years old from Drake and Josh, if you have a kid that you know. Sam Cafflin is 28 from The Hunger Games. Khloe Kardashian from God knows what is 30. Lea Nash is 38 from Sixpence None the Richer. She's the lead singer. Tobey Maguire is 39. Joe Supernanny Foster, 43 years old from said show. J.J. Abrams, who's made a couple TV shows.
Made some money.
Yeah.
And movies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done some Star Trek stuff.
48 years old. Lori Morgan is 55.
Julie.
Yeah,
crazy.
She's nuts.
Careful. Yeah.
Julia Duffy is 63. She was in Newhart.
Uh-huh.
And H. Ross Perot, 84 years old.
Hey, Larry.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, thanks.
And Bob Keeshan, had he have taken better care of himself, Captain Kangaroo would have celebrated a birthday.
There you go. Vera Wang, she's a fashion design person, is 60 and 5. All right, for Saturday, it's International Body Piercing Day. If you want to do that. Paul Bunyan Day also in birthdays.
Kelly Pickler, 28 years old from American Idol. Now she's a country singer. Danielle Brisebois is 45 years old from All in the Family. She wrote Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten, which was a big hit. I didn't know that. John Cusack, 48 years old. Mary Stuart Masterson is 48 years old. John Elway, 54. Kathy Bates, who was incredible in Misery.
Oh, yeah. She does a lot of good stuff.
She does. She's a good actress. She's 66 and one of the funniest guys on the planet. Mel Brooks is 88 on Saturday.
Gil Bellows, remember him from Ally McBeal? He's 46.
I never watched that show.
Yeah, no, nor did I. Bruce Davison, who's he's one of those, you'd know him if you saw him type actors, is 68. And then also, speaking of biting, tomorrow is the anniversary of the 1997 fight in which Evander Holyfield
got bit by Mike Tyson.
Yeah. So anyway, no. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Can you hear me now?
Just a little.
Can you hear me now?
It was just a little chunk. On Sunday, it's camera day and waffle iron day.
Nice.
Yeah, and birthdays.
Brett McKenzie, one half of the Flight of the Condors. Very funny guy. 38 years old.
Concords.
What did I say? Condors?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay. They have an amazing wingspan.
Yes, they do. Uh-huh. Melora Hardin is 47. She was Jan in The Office. Sharon Lawrence, 53, from NYPD Blue. Evelyn Champagne King.
Oh, my.
Is 54.
I'd like the nightlife. I'd like the boogie. Is that her?
And Shame.
Okay.
Maria Conchita Alonso is 57. Colin Hay. Any idea?
Yeah.
He's the lead singer of Men at Work. Oh. And he's done like 11 solo albums, too. He's 61. Don Dawkin from the same band, 61. Dan Theodorf, St. Louis Cardinals, and also Monday Night Football announcer, 65. Fred Grandy will be 66 on Sunday, has a bachelor's degree from Harvard.
Okay.
And can speak French and Arabic.
Okay.
Richard Lewis, 67. And Gary Busey collecting bets at 70 on Sunday.
Speaking of crazy.
Didn't know he was a drummer for Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson.
Really?
Nope.
What?
That's what it says.
Okay.
Not making it up.
All right. I mean, it could have been Kris Kristofferson. Willie, I find it hard to believe. But anyway, that's fine. Sunday is the 47th anniversary of a horrendous car crash in Louisiana that killed Jane Mansfield. She was killed instantly in the car accident in 1967. She was 34 years old. Her daughters were in the back seat. Her daughter is Mariska Hargitay.
Yep.
From Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
Was in the back seat of the car.
And, like, untouched, wasn't she?
Yeah, untouched, exactly. 6:18 right now.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
For your car, your home, your business, too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality value keeps shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so John Boehner is now urging the House to sue Barack Obama for failing to uphold his oath to the Constitution and faithfully execute the laws of the land. Now, the most difficult part will be getting the proper standing to sue the president. Now, it's dangerous for one branch of government, in this case the executive branch, to assert that much power. We don't have an imperial presidency, and the president has now taken it upon himself to act unilaterally to essentially create or change laws on issues ranging from immigration to Obamacare to the minimum wage. He simultaneously refused to enforce laws he doesn't like defense of marriage. Now, the integrity of our system of checks and balances, separation of powers, is greater than the president and his policies. And as law professor Jonathan Turley says, we are at a constitutional tipping point. So good for Boehner and House Republicans for trying to stand up for the Constitution.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-663-0856. That's 1-800-663-0856. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-663-0856. That's 1-800-663-0856.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
More credit card offers are going out. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. People with less than stellar credit histories are once again receiving credit card offers. The Wall Street Journal reports riskier borrowers are being courted more aggressively by financial institutions looking for new revenue. The head of one credit union says lenders are looking to expand downward because they have saturated the higher credit quality market. Federal safety regulators say General Motors will recall 30,000 Chevrolet Cruze cars equipped with airbags from a Japanese parts maker. The driver's side airbags were built with a faulty part and they could explode in a crash. Dealers will replace the airbags in 2013 and 2014 Cruises. Stock market futures pointing lower ahead of the Friday session on Wall Street. Investors are enthusiastic about GoPro. Shares of the video camera maker shot up 30% in their first day of trading. GoPro cameras are small and portable. They're very popular with sports enthusiasts. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
A smartphone is a pretty harmless device, unless you take one outside the U.S. without T-Mobile. Binging quietly on emails and GPS coordinates, it might run your data tab into the thousands. Smart business travelers choose T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, with unlimited global data in over 100 countries at no extra charge.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobits per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda. Good morning, 624. Do you remember the Corvette Museum sinkhole? That whole thing that happened when, you know, just all of a sudden, boom, and they lost.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty wicked.
Yes, quite a few cars, as a matter of fact. Anyway, kind of a side effect to that, an unintended consequence, if you will, attendance and merchandise sales seems to have risen sharply. So now the museum board has decided to keep it around. The sinkhole opened up in February, swallowed up 8 rare and unusual Corvettes of various vintages. The total damage to the car is estimated to be more than $1 million. But the board of directors opted to maintain about half of the 40-foot wide, 60-foot deep sinkhole and possibly toss one or two damaged Corvettes back in there to give it a kind of a nice visual effect. The entire sinkhole and all 8 cars will be on display through August. Construction of the sinkhole attraction, consider that phrase, construction of the sinkhole, will begin then. It's still not clear which cars will be restored, which will be written off. Go see the Sinkhole Museum.
So the quality of their exhibit bottomed out, and now attendance is through the roof.
Very nice. Thank you. Yeah. So, what again, I like the idea, though. People came to see
sure.
it. And, you know, if it works, if it sells tickets, that's what matters. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Still have a 30% chance of some showers hanging around today. Probably will not make 90 degrees. The winds will be up to about 25 miles an hour today, so it'll be fairly pleasant. Yesterday was a kind of an okay day. It was still a little bit cool. Did have a breeze. And then this morning, it's really pretty pleasant out there. Anyhow, as far as the weekend is concerned, looking for high temperatures in the lower 90s. Low temperature will be in the middle to upper 70s, it looks like, and just a slight chance of rain, 20%. Hanging on through the weekend. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 94% relative humidity, and it looks like right now we've got 73 degrees out there.
Just about everybody suffers from headaches from time to time, and it's amazing how many different things can trigger them in the first place. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. You very likely have suffered from headaches.
The figures say that about 45 million Americans have enough headaches to be labeled as headache sufferers.
Dr. David Buchholz, author of the book Heal Your Headache.
And I would say that the 45 million who are said to have headache problems, they're just the ones who stand out from the crowd, and a lot of people suffer from headaches that they just figure are a fact of life. I would argue that it's not a necessary fact of life. If you want to control your headaches, you can. It starts with dietary modification.
In fact, Dr. Buchholz says many people don't realize the large number of foods that can cause headaches.
One reason we don't easily recognize dietary triggers is that they often act on a delayed basis. And the culprits include not only caffeine, but also chocolate, nuts, aged cheese, alcohol, processed meats with nitrites, monosodium glutamate, NutraSweet. And here are some surprises. How about citrus fruits and juices, bananas, yogurt? Lots of seemingly healthy foods can be powerful headache triggers.
And headache medications that contain caffeine are actually part of the problem.
These drugs cause a rebound effect so that you're more likely to get your next headache after you take the drug and perhaps get some temporary relief. The big culprits are caffeine-containing things that you can buy over-the-counter, like Excedrin, Anacin, and others. Also, over-the-counter sinus medications that have decongestant ingredients.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Junior Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $40. Wild Kratts Live, sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic, and John Tartaglia's Imagine Ocean, sponsored by the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. The Opus Junior Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
It's time to vote for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 14th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. So what are your favorite places for dining, banking, buying a car, and health and wellness? You can vote on the web now at bestofthebrazos.com. Click bestofthebrazos.com. Vote now in the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Blinn College Board of Trustees has called a special meeting Monday evening. Trustees are scheduled to meet behind closed doors regarding new campuses in Brazos County and personal matters, which includes an evaluation of District President Harold Nolte, who is support and opposition from separate faculty groups. Monday's meeting, which is in Brenham, starting at 6:30, calls for up to 30 minutes of public comments before going into executive session. Trustees will again consider finalizing the purchase of the Lintec, formerly Westinghouse property, in College Station, and will again discuss and consider accepting donated property in Bryan across Old Reliance Road from Rudder High School. In addition to evaluating Nolte, trustees could also take up other unidentified personal matters, personnel matters, including the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of public employees or officers. Following the executive session, votes could be taken on any of the items discussed, along with issuing bonds to purchase the Lintec Westinghouse property. On April 23rd, trustees moved forward with the purchase subject to a 60-day due diligence period. A Blinn spokesman says the college has exercised its option to extend it by an additional 30 days. Rental registration in College Station was the topic at hand for 2 hours at Thursday night's council meeting. Split evenly between public comment and council discussion, the proposed changes included a requirement for property owners to provide lease information to the city upon request. That was the main concern of Councilman James Benham, who proposed an amendment to strip the language.
A judge can issue a warrant that can be requested. Of course, the administrator can simply ask for it, and they can produce the copy of the lease. So since we're already requesting the lease, it's already being delivered. Then I don't see a point in towing a questionable line in getting into private party contracts.
Councilman John Nichols says better code enforcement was the primary reason for the changes.
We're taking some of the teeth out if we don't leave the proposed language in there and you substitute the original language on that. So I guess I'm going to be opposed to the amendment.
The amendment failed, and the changes to the ordinance were approved 6-1. Another action council unanimously approved providing $1.1 million over 7 years to Kalon Biotherapeutics. Two Navasota men were convicted of crimes this week by juries in Brazos County District Court. One jury took about 1 hour on Thursday to convict 29-year-old Brandon Richardson of murder. The punishment phase resumes today. Richardson was arrested following an incident in the parking lot of a South Brazos County bar in October 2011. Witnesses told investigators Richardson fired at least once in the air and once in a crowd of over 100 outside Neal's Hideaway south of Milliken. One of the shots killed Bryce Bennett of Benham. Another jury convicted 41-year-old Noe Cosino of driving while intoxicated for the third time, then sentenced him to 5.5 years in prison. In the latest case, Cosino was found guilty of driving drunk in November 2010, going into oncoming traffic and causing a head-on collision. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office Facebook page, Cosino also used or exhibited a deadly weapon. Cosino had DWI convictions in Grimes County in September 1999 and March 2008. Cosino remains in the Brazos County Jail in lieu of an appeal bond of $10,000 and is also being held for U.S. immigration officials. Firefighters say 36 people were taken to the hospital in Katy after a floor collapsed during a religious event. West I-10 Fire Department spokesman Tim Thomas says between 125 and 150 people were gathered in a family's two-story brick home to bless a temple when the floor of an apartment above the garage gave way.
Upon the collapse, before emergency units arrived, three or four of the adult gentlemen that were present at the celebration rushed in and attempted to stabilize the second floor area that had collapsed in so that they could help their friends and family members evacuate the structure.
He said people had injuries ranging from cuts and bruises to difficulty breathing. Beginning tomorrow through July 7th, you'll likely notice more law enforcement on the roads. Actually, that'll begin today.
State and local officers will be keeping a close eye on the roads during the long 4th of July holiday period. Among other things, they'll be looking for suspected drunk drivers, speeders, and people who aren't buckled up. The DPS's patrols are funded through a grant from the Texas Department of Transportation. During the last 4th of July enforcement, state troopers arrested more than 1,100 drunk drivers, wrote nearly 16,000 speeding tickets, and caught 720 fugitives. Mitch Carr, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity is the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name, just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
With the summer months ahead, it's never too soon to think about college and career training opportunities available this fall. Blinn College consistently transfers more students to four-year universities than any community college in the state, and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning. It's 6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have a lot of shower and thunderstorm activity on the Gulf Coast this morning, particularly over Louisiana. That activity, though, should stay off to our south. What we'll see develop is a mixture of clouds and sun today with a chance for a shower or thunderstorm, 90. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy at times, 75. It'll turn partly sunny tomorrow. Temperatures will move up to near 90. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Sun and clouds on Sunday. High temperatures will be 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Overall, tremendous energy, tremendous effort from the whole side, and it's huge. It's huge for us.
It was a very big loss, which I know is strange, but holding the German team to just one is a pretty impressive feat, and impressive enough, as a matter of fact, to get the United States to advance to the knockout round of 16 in the World Cup. We'll have more on that. Bombers baseball, the NBA draft, and more coming up in about 12 minutes.
So yesterday, the Supremes, the ones in the robes, coming up with this 9-0, that'd be a unanimous decision, saying that President Barack Obama took his executive power too far when he named those three people to the National Labor Relations Board back in 2012 using recess appointments. The court agreed with those critics of the president that the Senate was, in fact, in pro forma session, not in full session, meaning a senator wandered in, said, "Hey, how's everybody doing?" Turned around and walked out, you know, pretty much. Of course, that immediately allows turkey neck Mitch McDonald to McConnell to jump in there and say this was a brazen power grab by the president. A brazen power grab by the president with his recess appointments. Let's do some numbers.
No, there's a whole lot of them, too.
Barack Obama has made 29 recess appointments. 29 times it's been a brazen grab for power. Oh, wait. George W. Bush made 171
Oops.
Oh, wait. Ronald Reagan made 243. So it's not a brazen grab for power when a Republican president does it. But boy, when a Democrat does, it's a brazen grab for power. Now, legal experts are split on what this is going to do because obviously the National Labor Relations Board has made some rulings with said members who shouldn't have been on there. So we'll see how all that washes out. Then the other case that made news yesterday, the court ruled again unanimously against a Massachusetts law that mandated a 35-foot buffer zone outside abortion clinics as a way to keep protesters back. The court said that such a law violates First Amendment rights. Okay, of course, two ways to look at it. The people who say, well, you know, we want to not have to yell at these people as they go in. We want them to understand what goes on in there. And so yelling is not really what we want to be doing. We want to be up close. Other people are going, well, now you're going to be able to actually harass these people because you're going to be so close. So, again, gosh, let me see. Controversy and abortion. That's never happened
before.
So we'll see how that works out. So now the Hill reports that after this past Tuesday's round of Senate primaries, Democrats pretty much resigned to the idea that Republicans are going to take over the Senate. Democrats were hoping that maybe there could be a win by the Tea Party that would have a win or two on Tuesday, but that didn't happen. So now what they're going to try to do is, make the best they can of the situation. For her part, Mary Landrieu from neighboring Louisiana, who is a Democrat,
yeah,
and in line to be in a fairly powerful situation, wanted to make sure it was clear, quote, I personally don't agree with this White House on everything. I have a divergent view on a lot of energy policies. She's just hoping people pay attention.
Now, no, really, I'm not like them.
I'm a different kind of a Democrat than they are Democrats. I'm a good Democrat. Now, this is the kind of conversation coming up that probably used to be held in private, but now is pretty much public. As you know, Thad Cochran was able to once again secure his party's nomination for re-election to the United States Senate out of Mississippi. And there are those out there who would like to get a thank you from Senator Cochran.
No such thing as a free lunch.
Nope. Like the NAACP Mississippi president, Derek Johnson. Public comments that he made, and I believe, again, years ago, these would have been made in private, but he made them in public. He said, our advocacy toward his office to support amending the Voting Rights Act, free of any conditions such as voter ID, I think this is an opportunity for him to show some reciprocity for African Americans, providing a strong level of support for him. Truth be told, not only would he not have won the election last night, he would not have been a sitting senator at all, but for the volunteers and the staff of the NAACP and the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You butter your bread on both sides, you can get some greasy fingers.
Dang right. But I guarantee you, that conversation used to be held in an office somewhere rather than out in the public forum. So
one of those nudges, hey, remember us?
Yeah, because we're going to be wanting something. Pretty well can forget any kind of immigration reform bill coming out of Congress for the rest of the president's term. That's what the Washington Post says they're hearing from members of both parties up on Capitol Hill. Doesn't mean something won't happen because he does that executive order thing on a pretty regular basis. So see how all that works out. And I don't know if you heard, in Texas, the Democrats are holding their state convention.
They are.
Yeah, it's going to be held in the Dairy Queen, I think, in North Dallas. No. I'm kidding. They'll be up there, and they'll be...
They'd probably be in and out in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, it might be. That's true. But I don't know if those... yeah, they probably would, because that's a California chain. The Texas Democrats would like to do that. What they're trying to do is they're trying to come up with a really good bid to appeal to women voters as they kick off their convention this weekend. Of course, you got Wendy Davis on the top of the ticket and Letitia Van de Putte at light governor, so hoping that can happen. But again, that's fine. I'm sure they'll have lots of focus and breakout groups, and it'll be okay. All right, there you go. It's 6:45.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
80 or 90 years ago, in his revered Standard Cyclopedia of Horticulture, Liberty Hyde Bailey referred to crotons as coming in an almost endless variety. They were popular conservatory plants way back then. Now we grow them on patios and balconies, in soil, in our landscape beds, and indoors in pots, just as our great-grandmas did. We're surrounded by crotons, and the list of varieties has grown exponentially. They're literally everywhere. Croton's colorful past, right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished, and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. Let's get some botany out of the way first. Crotons are in the genus Codium, and they're out of the huge and varied Euphorbiaceae family of plants. Why, my goodness, crown of thorns are in that plant family, and so are poinsettias and tons of other domesticated plants. Crotons are native to the South Pacific. When you grow them in tropical climates, most types are shrubs or very small trees. If we have access to large greenhouse spaces, we can overwinter them until our plants, too, grow to the large mature sizes. Crotons need bright light to develop their very best foliage color. In fact, if we try to grow them indoors in dark surroundings, crotons soon drop their lower leaves and become spindly, and the new growth is bright green, lacking the variegation. You have to have them beneath skylights or next to a south or west window for them to stay colorful. They grow best in loose, highly organic potting soil, and they benefit from high nitrogen, water-soluble fertilizer once or twice a month, more often while they're outdoors in the summer. Crotons' leaf colors vary greatly, and so do their shapes. Elongated oval leaves are common, but you'll also find varieties whose leaves are as twisted as corkscrews. Some are lobed and T-shaped, and others are extremely narrow, almost grassy. Watch for crotons at your favorite nursery or garden center, even into the fall. Before you buy, think about exactly where you're going to be putting your plant. Match up its new home with the kind of lighting it's getting at the store. If you make abrupt changes, it either will stop dropping leaves because of too little light, or the leaves will sunburn and turn crisp if it's been grown indoors and you put it out in the sun. You can use just about any type of container for Croton's as long as it has a drainage hole. Keep Croton's moist at all times. When they wilt badly, leaves begin to drop. As time passes, your Croton will eventually outgrow its pot. You'll want to choose the next larger pot size and move it on up. Ideally, the pot should be 1/3 to 1/4 the height or width of the plant. Crotons can be rooted from cuttings, but air layering is the most dependable way for most home gardeners. If you try air layering, you'll find a lot of information, in fact, even at my website, neilsperry.com, on how to do air layers in my most asked questions. Air layers are fun, crotons are easy, and they are glorious. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. In World Cup action with the United States and Germany yesterday.
Ozil drives it across the mouth of the goal. Had a great diving save by Howard. Pushed wide. Rebound shot. Scored Germany from distance. Germany leads. In the 55th minute, Thomas Müller does the damage.
That was the only goal of the match, and Germany won 1-0. But the United States still advances. The Americans actually advanced because Portugal beat Ghana 2-1. Here's head coach Jurgen Klinsmann.
Overall, tremendous energy, tremendous effort from the whole side. And it's huge. It's huge for us getting out of this group that everybody said you have no chance. We took that chance and we move on. And now we really want to prove a point.
So it will be the United States against Belgium in the second round of the World Cup. They'll play on Tuesday. The U.S. finished second in Group G despite yesterday's loss to Germany. And Belgium beat South Korea 1-0 yesterday to advance. FIFA has banned Uruguay's Luis Salazar for 4 months and fined him $112,000 for biting an opponent at the World Cup. Suarez will also be suspended from Uruguay's next 9 matches and won't be able to compete for the first 2 months of Liverpool's upcoming season. The action comes 2 days after the striker chomped down on the shoulder of Italian defender Chiellini in the late stages of the Uruguay 1-0 win. The NBA draft was held last night.
The Cleveland Cavaliers select Andrew Wiggins from Toronto and the University of Kansas.
A pair of Kansas Jayhawks were taken with the first 3 picks in the NBA draft. You heard Cleveland landed the Kansas forward, and Philadelphia picked up Jayhawks center Joel Embiid with the 3rd choice after Milwaukee grabbed Duke forward Jabari Parker. In the PGA, Tiger Woods is in danger of missing the cut after a 3-over-74 in the first round of the PGA's Quicken Loans National at Congressional.
The score is not really indicative of how I played. I played better than that. I mean, I had 4 up and downs right there on 15 through 18 and didn't get any of them up and down. Had a wedge in my hand on 3 and jerked it in a bunker. I mean, I made so many little mistakes. So I played a lot better than the score indicates, which is good.
Woods is in his first competitive round since undergoing back surgery 3 months ago. The leader is Greg Chalmers, who shot a 5-under-66. In Major League Baseball, Miguel Cabrera had 4 hits for the AL Central leading Detroit Tigers, and they beat the Texas Rangers 6-0 last night for their 7th consecutive victory. Elvis Andrus explains the mounting losses for the Texas team.
When they score a few runs, we shut ourselves down a little bit, and that's not the way we play. We fight until the last, until the last pitch, and we haven't done that lately.
The Rangers now have the longest losing streak in the MLB. Texas will have another crack at Minnesota tonight in Arlington. First pitch at 7:05. And in Houston,
the 0-2, and Dominguez drives this pretty deep to left field. Justin Upton is going back, and that ball is gone.
Matt Dominguez broke out of the slump with a 3-run jack in the Houston Astros 6-1 victory over the Atlanta Braves yesterday. Houston will try and keep things rolling against ATL. First pitch at 7:10 there in Houston. The Brazos Valley Bombers got out to an early 5-2 lead, scoring 3 runs in the top of the 3rd. East Texas would battle back, however, and force extra innings. The Bombers fell to the East Texas Pump Jacks 7-6 in 10. The Bombers will rematch East Texas tonight at 7:05 in Kilgore before returning home Saturday to welcome the Pump Jacks for a pair of home games, which can be heard on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Texas A&M Women's Basketball announced the return of Elementary School Day for the 2nd straight year to be held on December 3rd at 11 against NCAA tournament team from 2014 Northwestern State from Louisiana. The first edition of the Elementary School Day drew over 7,000 fans at 11 o'clock in the morning, including 4,000 students from local elementary schools, and having been there, it was, we'll just say, loud. And finally, the first day of action at the USATF Championships had Jessica Beard leading the Aggie field in the women's first round of the 400 meters, while a future Aggie earned a berth on Team USA's World Junior Championship next month. In the incoming freshman, Shania Burns improved her career best in the heptathlon by 200 points to finish second in the multi-tiered event. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620. WTAW.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS bunkhouse?
Just $199 a month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA online. RVStationOnline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Tom Light Chevrolet, Chamois Car Wash, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So your tea is only served iced and sweet, and your chili comes with a five-alarm warning. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, I'm Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the past 3 years. Please vote for us again this year. You can find us at TXTraders.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. You come home, your unit's not working, they got a loaner while they fix yours. Give them a call at Barker's at 690-2278. Still have a chance of some showers hanging around, about 30% today. High temperature will probably make 80, and it'll be breezy. Gusts up to about 25 miles an hour. Tonight we're down to 74, then tomorrow kind of breezy and a high temperature of about 90, and we'll continue that through Tuesday. 73 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.